Each Thursday from here on out through summer, we're going to call this our Travel Michigan segment. What we want you to do, as tomorrow, of course, we kick off the best summer ever at 2 p.m., we want you to get out and enjoy Michigan this summer. You know, I know we hear about the economy, blah, 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 blah. Well, in Michigan, you're a gas tank away from a lot of places and affordable getaways, day trips, weekend trips, week trips, whatever. We got it all right here, and we want you to enjoy the great state of Michigan. And with us from Travel Michigan is Dave Lorenz. And, Dave, good morning. You're going to be with us every Thursday morning, aren't you?
Hey, happy to be there, too, Jack. You know, I'm actually over in Flint today, and I was actually here talking about the Traverse City area today. Now, I suppose I should be talking about Flint, but we'll stick on script.
Yeah, very good. Now, what did you – briefly, can you tell us what you told them about Traverse City?
Well, you know, people over here in the Flint area, just like everywhere else in the state, they're always looking to explore and find either new places or familiar places to spend the holiday weekend and all summer long. And
sure.
So I've been asked by the Genesee County Parks System to speak to a group this morning, and we're talking about popular places. Had to bring up Traverse City, the great wine region there, the vibrant downtown, the beautiful beaches, the great outdoor experiences you can enjoy in your beautiful area. You know, you don't have it much better when you live in Traverse City. It's hard to beat that. But there are a lot of places to visit in the state to enjoy, even for people who enjoy the beautiful town of Traverse City every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, sometimes, and that's why we started this last year, and I want to keep it up, is that so many times, you know, we live in a vacation destination, and sometimes because it's right out our door, we don't think about it. And today we want to focus on what, the Mackinac County region?
Yeah, I thought we'd talk about Mackinac County area, especially, you know, in the Upper Peninsula, you know, that region just on the other side of the bridge, St. Ignace area,
sure.
And in the surrounding areas. Just a beautiful place to be. Have you ever been up in the Lacheno Islands area?
I have not.
Oh, I got to tell you. I was able to bring a bunch of travel writers up there a few years ago, and Lacheno Islands area really is just across Mackinac Bridge. You turn right there.
See, normally
right
I go left.
You turn right on the northern shore of Lake Huron, historic little harbor town. They have, it's a really beautiful place with all these wooden boats in the area. But I think what I most enjoy about it is the kayaking experiences.
Hmm.
In this kayak from island to island. They have like 36 little islands there, a little archipelago, and it's just a beautiful, quiet little break from everyday life.
Wow, and like you said, I say, I normally go left. You're saying, hey, try something different, go right.
Well, and you know, when you go left up there, too, on US 2, I often will tell people when I talk to media all throughout the country that I think, in fact, I know, my most favored drive when it comes to sightseeing in the whole world, and I've been to many, many places that, you know, in California along that Gold Coast region,
sure.
And so many other places, but my favorite place to drive is on US 2, just west of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You see that beautiful view of Lake Michigan, the northern tip of Lake Michigan, the sand dune areas there. It's a spectacular place to be. You get to see the bridge for a bit. Going either west or east in that region is really worth the drive. Just to take the drive up there, you can find the, that cut-in bridge area where you can stop for a little picnic if you'd like to. It's really just the Cut River Bridge, really a spectacular drive.
You bet. And, you know, the thought, too, when you were talking about the Mackinac County and the Mackinac region, we were talking about Mackinac City, just a beautiful little spot.
Mm-hmm.
I love the quaintness of Mackinac City and just all the things that are to do there. And, of course, on the way up, you can stop at the Cross of the Woods.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this weekend in Mackinac City region, they actually have a big memorial festival, which will include big fireworks display on Saturday night. And at the Fort Michilimackinac, they're having a reenactment of a famous battle scene. So they're going to have a couple hundred reenactors there at the fort going through a real fun experience for everybody. It's really a great experience for kids of all ages. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. Had a great time kind of reminding myself of some of the history of this great state. We have some really, you know, interesting history that is kind of lived out there at the Mackinac region. It's a great place to go to.
And many folks have been there But maybe now it's been a few years. And I still run across some people who have born and raised right here and say, well, I've never been to Mackinac Island. So like, how'd that happen?
I saw a statistic, something like 20% of Michiganders have never crossed the Mackinac Bridge into the other peninsula.
Wow. They haven't lived.
That's sad. Yeah. You know, and Mackinac Island is just a spectacular place to go. We brought some travel writers there last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. I was there one time with a group, and as we got on the island off the ferry, the writers were talking to themselves, and they said, well, you know, this is just like, you know, it's just like Disney World. I said, well, but, you know, guys, this is real. You know, people really live here. This is a real town. And they really enjoyed the experience. Most people think of Mackinac Island for the fudge and for the, you know, the bike riding and the, you know, the walking and horseback mm-hmm. riding. I think of it for the nightlife. It is a spectacular place to go to. Live music everywhere, lots of fun.
Sure it is. If you've never spent the night on Mackinac Island, you really need to.
Yep.
Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan. Your website is what, michigan.org?
Michigan.org. We're there 24/7 and ready to serve you. So check it out at Michigan.org and we'll be happy to help.
Very good. Dave, we'll chat with you next week.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan. We'll hear from him each Thursday about places to go and things to do in the great state of Michigan.